take a deep breath, take the higher road. That's what they always say, as if they know the way. They won't take it from me. But don't ever doubt yourself, it's life ain't just a dream. You make your own, so kick and scream. The people move alike with a never-ending force. You never had the chance, so what you waiting for? The day has come, my friend, cause this is war.
Hello and welcome. My name is Melissa Schreitvetter, and I will be your new host here on Nurses Out Loud. And for today's show, we're just going to get right into it. I have a really, really great topic for you all. It is mold and mycotoxins. Now, this is something that I am really passionate about because I myself has had and suffered with mold illness, and I have helped many people with this condition as well. Now, a little backstory about me. You may have heard about me before because I've been a guest several times with my good friends who also will be co-hosting with me on Nurses Out Loud from now on, which I'm just so excited about. But I have been a registered nurse for several years. I got into functional medicine as for, you know, commonly, I'm sure when you hear about holistic health professionals, we have our own health struggle. And that really wakes us up to how incredibly corrupt our conventional medical model really is. But long story short, I was sick for a long time and I was so underserved in functional medicine and conventional medicine. So I decided to use that experience and then create my own practice as a nurse to fill in the deficits of both functional medicine and conventional medicine. And that took off. It went really well. And then I then opened up the Functional Nurse Academy, which I'm so proud of because with so many nurses being out of work due to the mandates and the unethical protocols, I was hearing from nurses consistently that were losing their jobs, or they were just becoming aware of the lack of placebo safety testing and vaccines, and they were not comfortable carrying these medical procedures out anymore, and they wanted alternatives. And unfortunately, at the time of the COVID shenanigans and COVID craziness, we saw a lot of our holistic organizations and other training programs that were claiming to be holistic, but at the end of the day, they were still following CDC guidance. And I am completely against that because we have seen that the CDC has misguided us many, many times. And so I wanted to have a truly holistic alternative to nursing education that is not in lockstep with organizations that are openly captured. So that is how the Functional Nurse Academy came about. And I also am a staunch advocate for health freedom, informed consent, and patient safety. So now let's go ahead and get started on our topic. This first show that we have, it's going to be one of a two-part series that we're going to be doing. So I'm going to be going over the kind of giving you guys some educational content about mold and mycotoxins and how it can affect health, how we may be exposed and all of those things. And then on our on the second part, and for next week, I'm going to be interviewing Heather Rose, who is an expert in environmental health. She's also known as a holistic realtor. She is the most knowledgeable person that I have ever met when it comes to ensuring that your environment is a healthy place for you to be living. And so let's go ahead and get started on mold and mycotoxins. So what exactly are mycotoxins? They are actually pretty much what they sound like. They are toxic spores produced from mold species. Now, it is correct that you can have mold in your home and it may not be producing mycotoxins, or it may not be producing toxins at all. So mycotoxins are actually found in buildings and homes. They're also found in foods, especially things like grain, coffee, peanut butter. So now a good pearl here, grains in the United States, as we know, the FDA, I still can't figure out what they are doing all day. They don't do a very good job at regulating our foods, but with different countries, they will have a certain allowable limit of mycotoxins that are acceptable in the foods. Now, in the United States, the acceptable level of mycotoxins exceeds what is allowed in other countries. And this is why one of the reasons why grain can be so heavy in mycotoxins is because of the way that it's stored. Now, mycotoxins can cause several disease processes. And a really big deal about this is that a lot of people are affected by this. It often presents as a mystery illness, and it is not recognized by mainstream medicine. So some people that are the most susceptible, these are going to be people that have what is called the HLA-DR gene. Now, it's estimated that up to 25% of the U.S. population carries this gene, which can make someone just much more susceptible to mold and other toxic exposures. I personally went through a lot with my own toxic mold exposure. I got really, really sick from it. And we also see that a lot of the population that has autoimmune activation, this is the population of people that are just more sensitive to things. A lot of these people have the HLA-DR gene. And this is something that you can get tested for. It's a really simple blood test. Now, some of the symptoms and associated conditions of mycotoxin exposure, oh my goodness, there are so many of them. It would be impossible for me to list all of them. So I'm going to start off with the most common ones that you'll see. So hallmark fatigue. These people can present with chronic fatigue. And whenever I am working with a client in practice, I like to see them frequently because if they are not making sustainable progress, then I'm always thinking in the back of my mind, okay, is mold or Lyme a factor here? Because if you're trying to help somebody get well, they're eating the right foods or reducing their toxic burden, they're repleting nutrients and working on their gut. And no matter what they do, they just cannot make good, sustainable progress. We really need to be evaluating what is in your home. What is the air quality situation like? And I'll talk a little bit more about the air quality, but I do want to get through some of these common symptoms because you may know somebody who is suffering with mystery illness and this information could really help them. Or it may even be you. You may be listening to this and you're like, oh my goodness, I have a lot of these symptoms. And we're going to go over this. And we're also going to talk about solutions. And we're going to have so much more information next week when I interview an expert on environmental wellness. Now, some other common symptoms: asthma, rashes, IBS, leaky gut, unexplained weight gain, hormonal imbalances, autoimmune conditions, brain fog, autism, dementia, and other neurological conditions, chemical sensitivities, chronic ear infections, multiple food sensitivities, thyroid conditions, burning sensation in the lungs. We also know that mycotoxins are carcinogenic and can be immunosuppressant. Light sensitivities, seizure disorders, migraines, recurrent yeast infections, candida overgrowth. That is a mouthful there and a lot of different symptoms. Now, I mentioned earlier that autism, there's an association between autism and mold illness. Now, there was actually a case study that was published by Dr. Sydney Baker, and it's labeled Rapid Complete Recovery from an Autism Spectrum Disorder After Treatment of Aspergillus with Antifungal Drugs. Now, this is a really unique case because, as you all know, autism has skyrocketed. We are now at about One in, I think the last statistics were one in 38 children, whereas it used to be a one in 10,000 situation. And these poor children get diagnosed and no one is thinking, why did this happen? They're just sending them to behavioral therapy and then prescribing medications if needed. And that is so inappropriate. When we have an explosion of this neurological disorder, why wouldn't we look at what could be causing it? Now, with this child, they actually did a urinary mycotoxin test on him, and they saw sky high levels of mycotoxins that were from the Aspergillus species of mold. Now, Aspergillus is actually what I got really sick from in my home. It was terrible. It was absolutely horrible. And, you know, one of the worst things about it is you have all these mystery illness symptoms and then the medical gaslighting that goes along with it, because this is just something that's not recognized in the conventional system. So again, I'm not too familiar with this physician that treated this child. However, this does seem to me like a functional or holistic physician, because she was root cause approached with this child. So upon assessment, they initially started him on Espilardi, which Espilardi is a probiotic that can fight yeast in the body. We know that with mold illness, mycotoxins, that Candida is going to be a common co-infection. So if you have a lot of mold colonization in the body, we're also going to see Candida. So they started giving this child Espilardi, and he had a massive Herxheimer reaction, which is basically a die-off reaction that you get when you're killing off things like yeast in the body, because yeast, when we kill it off, it can release endotoxins into the system and make us feel really crappy. So she knew that, okay, wow, he had a die-off reaction just from this probiotic. So it's very likely that mold is an issue. And then with very careful assessment and evaluation, they started titrating him on a couple of different antifungal drugs. And I've seen mold illness treated multiple different ways, sometimes with nutraceuticals like binders and glutathione and things like that. I've also seen cases that were successful where they are using prescription antifungal drugs. Now, after the treatment of the Aspergillus, the mold colonization that was in this poor child's body. And remember, mold colonization, the mycotoxins can affect us neurologically. So after treatment, the child's autism was in complete remission. He was in complete 100% recovery from autism. So, and again, I would really, I'm going to post this in the show notes for you guys. It's really impressive. And then there were some other things that were published. I have another article that was published in the New York Post, and it's titled, "Woman Has Been Slowly Poisoned for Years After Living in a Flat with a Moldy Bathroom, Which Caused Memory Loss, Skin Rashes, and Her Hair to Fall Out." Goodness, can you imagine? So this is a lady that she's a 37-year-old woman, appears healthy, and they thought that she had dementia, but it was mold. I have another one over here. "How a fit and healthy nutritionist developed dementia and forgot her own name because of a common fungi festering in her home." And it says, here's what everyone needs to look out for. A really interesting article. This was from the Daily Mail. This lady was 42 years old and moved into a mold-infested apartment. And then turns out there were issues with the waterproofing in the shower, which caused the water to leak underneath the carpet. And just imagine how many people likely have a mold infestation in their home and are unaware of it. She became very sick, so sick that she struggled to perform everyday tasks. She would even suffer from memory loss and suddenly gained about 20 pounds. We know that mold illness can cause something called leptin resistance. Leptin is a hormone in the body that it can get triggered when the body is in like a fight or flight response, when the body thinks that we're in survival mode. Let's store everything as fat. And we also know there's a component to this unexplained weight gain when the body is really, really toxic. As a protective mechanism, the body can cause you to store more calories as fat. That way, it can store the toxicities in the fatty tissue, thus protecting the vital organs. Just imagine all of these people, which I know we've talked about Ozempic on here before, but just think about all these people that are being prescribed Ozempic left and right. And again, there's no thought as to why are you just gaining weight out of nowhere? So since this woman moved, and again, God has designed our bodies to heal. They have a hard time healing when we are living in a toxic soup. So since she moved, she has recovered and her brain function returned to normal. Absolutely amazing. Now, when we think about, well, how come if this is so rampant, why are doctors not recognizing this? And I would like to point to our three-letter agencies, the CDC. So the CDC guidelines for mold illness are so highly outdated, it's embarrassing. But a lot of the things the CDC does is embarrassing. So they recognize that mold can cause health effects for some people, but they're more saying like, well, it can cause a stuffy nose, a sore throat, coughing and wheezing, things like that. They are more recognizing that mold illness is more from, you know, say that somebody had water damage from a natural disaster and they're immunocompromised. They recognize those types of cases. They're not recognizing these like across the board where these individuals just have like multi-system issues. And in general, the CDC does not, they just don't recognize toxicity unless in really, really extreme cases. Now, when we talk about the functional medicine approach to mold illness. So in functional medicine, of course, we are more root cause approach medicine. And we understand that when a person is manifesting with multiple symptoms, well, something is causing those symptoms. Let's figure out what's causing the symptom and then actually go through and fix it. And again, when we talk functional medicine, all functional medicine providers are not equal on how well they practice functional medicine. I know when I was sick with mold illness, I had gone to several functional providers that didn't really seem like they were interested in getting me better. They seemed like they were more interested in just pushing supplements. And that is another reason why I was like, okay, nurses, we can practice functional medicine in a better way. And we need to really put our heart into it and be genuine and want our clients to be able to heal. I think it's a much better business model when you start getting really busy with referrals because the people that you're working with, they heal and they tell everybody that you helped them heal and then you get busy, you know, instead of having these sick people come in because they keep needing to take all these supplement protocols because they're still not well. So with the functional medicine approach, a good functional medicine practitioner should understand mold illness. They should know how to assess for mold illness and how to test for it. Now, these tests can be costly, and a lot of times insurance companies are just not going to cover it. We know that insurance companies often do not like to cover things that actually can lead to recovering your health and your wellness. So I do like to do a really detailed clinical assessment. So one of my resources for that is Dr. Jill Krista. She is a mold expert. You can go directly to her website. She has a really, really good questionnaire. This is the same questionnaire that I use in my practice. It's fantastic. And for mycotoxin testing, so a lot of these tests are available through clinicians. So you would need to go and get a test from, say, a functional medicine nurse or other functional medicine provider. The lab that I like the most because it measures 16 different mycotoxins and it's been clinically validated is called the Real Time Labs urinary mycotoxin test. Now, it is pricey, but I honestly, you just cannot put a number on it if by discovering your root causes of disease, this can prevent death and despair. You just can't put a price tag on that, but it's about $400 retail. So I'm not sure. I don't think that Real Time Lab is offering direct to consumer, but a direct to consumer website, you may be able to check out drjockers.com. That's another website that patients may be able to order directly from. And then when you take a urinary mycotoxin test, so you want to make sure for increased accuracy that you provoke the mycotoxins. So using a sauna or a hot bath the night before, that heat can really help to get the mycotoxins out of the tissues. And then you would take that mycotoxin test, the urinary test, first thing in the morning. You also, another option is you could take liposomal glutathione, 250 milligrams twice per day, 1 week prior to testing. Again, not a medical recommendation, just sharing some education on getting accurate results here. Now, if you are positive for mycotoxins, you would want to refer for a mold inspection and or remediation. Now, I do want to share a quick story about that. I went through a total nightmare with mold remediation. In the home that I live in now, when we first moved in, there was mold all up in the crawl space. So we had a remediation company come in and clean it up for us, right? Well, what they did was they removed the moldy material. They left some type of standing fluid all over our vapor barrier in the crawl space. I ended up getting really, really sick in the home. I had a massive relapse in my health. And so my husband is like searching around the house, trying to see if he can find mold anywhere. He goes into the crawl space. Everywhere where they left that fluid was black mold. And remember, when you have a crawl space in your home, whatever is growing in your crawl space, that is getting in through your air vents in the house. So I then had to spend a lot more money getting another remediation company to come in. This remediation company, of course, did not accept responsibility for it, but I spent a lot more money. This time I vetted, I found somebody that had a wait list because they were such a reputable company. So again, I always like to tell people, there are so many mold inspection, mold remediation companies. There's a lot of people that don't know what they're doing. And it's pretty easy to get a certificate to go out and start doing these remediations. And you really want to get somebody who understands that mold illness can severely and significantly affect the body. And you want somebody that takes pride in their work and actually cares. So I then had to have it remediated again, much more money, and then also have my crawl space properly sealed. And we even had to go through the extent of replacing our ductwork. And we had to do many, many other things. We had to pull up all of the carpet in the house, because when you have a really significant mold problem and mycotoxins, which are microscopic, are being released and they're getting all over the house, they get into porous material. So we had to remove all of the carpets, put down hardwoods. We had to get the whole place fogged. It was this whole ordeal, but I was really sick and moving wasn't an option at this time. So getting a good mold inspection and remediation is key. I've talked to one too many people who they're like, oh, you know, yes, I had my house inspected for mold and they said that we were good. And then turns out it was a mold company that did, some mold companies will say that they're doing a free inspection, but they come in and they just will look for visible signs of mold, visible water damage. But a lot of times you can have mold in your HVAC. You can have it in your crawl space, in your basement, in your attic, even in your dishwasher and your washing machine. There's so many places that it can be. So you need a thorough inspection. So a lot of these guys will be like, oh yeah, we'll come by and we'll do a free inspection. And then they try to sell you on a very expensive air quality test, which the validity of that is quite questionable. And we're going to talk more about this next week. And with if you are positive for mycotoxins, again, it's going to be hard to get you healed if you are living in a mold toxic environment. So you're going to want to address those mycotoxins. So you could work with a functional practitioner that is well versed in this. Also, I do want to let you guys know that over the counter, you can get binders and natural antifungals and antioxidant support. We know that one of the reasons why individuals that are mold sick are so fatigued is because mold causes so many nutrient deficiencies. And we need nutrients for proper detoxification so we can get mold toxic. And then it's just so difficult from there to properly detox from the mold because the mold itself is going to slow down our detoxification pathways. So some binders that I like, my favorite one is GI Detox. That's by Biobotanical Research. I have a lot of experience with that one. Also, antifungals, Biocidin is a really good product from the same company. Antioxidants such as glutathione, vitamin C, those are all really, really great supportive supplements that can help somebody with mycotoxin illness. But I do want to let you guys know, things like binders. Binders can bind to mycotoxins in the body, help us flush it out. However, when we're using things like binders, there is the possibility that we are mobilizing toxins. So you want to go low and slow. And also a lot of people that have mold illness, they may be hypersensitive to medications and supplements. So you may need to baby dose that, slowly titrate up until you can tolerate it. And some of this population, they may not even be able to tolerate the full dose as recommended by the supplement company. Now, some other things to mention. So, another resource for mold illness, because again, this is something that is just not widely recognized. So there are certain physicians and functional medicine that this is their specialty. So some of the physicians that have really put mold illness on the map are Dr. Neil Nathan. He wrote the book Toxic, which is excellent. Jill Krista, who I mentioned earlier, Dr. Shoemaker. And now I am seeing it's just about time to go for break. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about things that you can do for the home and other types of therapies that can help with something like mold illness. And all of my shows go to podcast typically a day or two after the broadcast is heard on Talk Radio. You can hear them on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, and iHeart Podcast, and many more. Be sure that you subscribe and rate this show on Apple Podcasts for me. And we'll be right back after we hear from our sponsors.
It's time and this is what.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created Joint Health and Mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. often there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
When God, through His grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Hello and welcome back to the show. Again, this is Melissa Schreitfetter, your host on Nurses Out Loud on Thursdays. And today we are covering mold and mycotoxins. This is such an important topic to cover because I feel like it's just something that is ignored in mainstream medicine. And, you know, if we actually acknowledge that mycotoxins and mold illness is something that is negatively affecting the health of so many people, we could change so many lives. So now we were just talking about some things that could be really beneficial to help if a person has been affected by mold illness. But I do want to talk to you real quick about just some different mycotoxins that may show up on a urinary mycotoxin test. So one of the most common mycotoxins is alpha toxin. Now, alpha toxin can be found in food. I mentioned before that things like coffee and grains tend to be very high in mycotoxins. If you are a person who is sensitive to mold, it may be a good idea to get mold-free coffee. I know that Purity makes a good mold-free coffee. I think Bulletproof does as well. So it's pretty easy to find coffee beans that have been tested for mycotoxins. With grains in the United States, a lot of people tend to just overconsume grains anyway. Most people feel better off of them. So I think it's a good idea to limit grains anyway. So, and with alpha toxin, now we know that as far as association with disease states, it can affect the liver and the kidneys. There's a cancer connection. And it also can cause shortness of breath, weight loss, and it's highly carcinogenic. Think about all of these people who are getting diagnosed with cancer, and the environment that they live in isn't even a thought. And ochre toxin. So this is another one. It's commonly produced. Ochre toxin is the mycotoxin usually produced from the Aspergillus mold species and Penicillium species. And this one is notorious for causing things like fatigue, dermatitis, irritable bowel syndrome, and it also is a potent immune suppressor, and there's also a link to kidney disease and cancer. And let's see. Now, the types of mold, black mold, the mycotoxins produced from black mold are trichothecines. And these are really notorious. You know, all of these mycotoxins are going to cause fatigue and weakened immune system. This one is more prone to nasal olfactory problems, lung issues. So you'll see more of like the chronic ear infections, also bleeding disorders, nervous system disorders, and of course, breathing issues. One of the chief complaints that I see when I am assessing someone for mold illness is sometimes I'll see that they will complain of their lungs burning. And another one, gliotoxin derivatives. So we know that gliotoxin is really hard on the memory. We're going to see like more memory issues with gliotoxin. And there's another one called zearalenone. This is another mycotoxin. This one is unique because it mimics estrogen. So, and it's also associated with things like early puberty, low sperm counts, cancer. Goodness, we are having a infertility crisis in our country. It is so, so sad. I actually had a client that I worked with, and she had such severe endometriosis and ovarian cysts that she was passing out and she was chronically fatigued. And when I did a urinary mycotoxin test on her, because yes, nurses can order these tests. There's ways we can order them through an MD. There's also ways that we can order them directly through the lab since they're considered non-invasive tests and we're not running them through insurance. But anyway, her mycotoxin levels for zearalenone, I wish they could make these names a little easier. They were off the charts. I recommended a high quality mold inspector. She had toxic mold in her home. She was living in a super, super moldy environment. And she was a young woman in her 20s and was dealing with all of these hormonal symptoms and chronic fatigue. And once she got her environment cleaned up, did some binders and some other nutrient repletion, we know that mycotoxins just destroy the gut. After she did all of this, she got better. And she had close to a 100% remission in symptoms. And I remember when I first did her intake, I was like, wow. On my symptom questionnaire, she had checked almost every single one of them. Now, I talked earlier about binders that I liked. One binder I really like is called GI Detox, and that's a blend of like activated charcoal and zeolite. But we do have some research now on, okay, here are certain binders that we know bind to certain mycotoxins. So that's one of the reasons why it is important to get tested. That way you can match up the binders that will help you the most. I'm not going to name all of them here, but alpha toxins are best bound to activated charcoal, bentonite clay. These are really inexpensive things to get, guys, but you want to make sure if you're ever buying supplements that you get something that is GMP verified. That stands for good manufacturing practices, because we know that the supplement industry is not well regulated. So you want to make sure that you get it from a reputable dispensary. Ideally, a medical practitioner's dispensary or office. Now, trichothecines, those are best found by activated charcoal. There's also evidence that chlorella and bentonite clay can be helpful, but that's more anecdotal evidence. We don't really have much published in the medical literature about those. But again, treating mycotoxins is not a big money maker. Big pharma is not going to come in and do a trial to see what binders helps you bind to all of these toxic mycotoxins that cause cancer in the body and all kinds of disease. They make more money when people do develop cancer and other diseases and then end up on immunosuppressant therapy, lifelong medications, and needing surgeries. Gliotoxins, those are best found to bentonite clay, Esfalerate, and NAC. NAC is N-acetylcysteine, which is a precursor to glutathione production. There's a lot of really good benefits to N-acetylcysteine. You usually will see that the bottles usually will say NAC. Ochratoxins, Welchol, cholestyramine, those are two pharmaceutical binders, and also activated charcoal. Now, I did put together a priority list if you or somebody you know is suffering with mold illness, or you just have this feeling you are learning about it and you're seeing that, wow, a lot of your symptoms are matching up to this. So priority number one is getting a urinary mycotoxin test. Again, I do like real-time labs. There are other laboratories, but I like real-time because they have clinical validation studies. One thing that I have unfortunately seen is there are so many laboratories popping up left and right, and they are advertising that they provide direct lab to consumer testing, and some of these tests are really expensive and they're not very good tests. So that's why I recommend vetting what tests you purchase very well, or getting it from a functional medicine practitioner. And then number two, you need to evaluate your environment. Okay. So this can be home, your work, your car. I would start out with testing your home, because you're going to be in your home most of the time, right? And a inexpensive and reliable test. Now, again, no test for mold is perfect, but you can get an ERMI, and that is E as in elephant, R as in Ronald, M as in Mary, I as in Isaac. That's made from Envirobiomics. They're a really nice company, and they'll send you a kit. It comes with a Swiffer, and you basically will collect dust in each room in your home, and then you send it out to the lab for them to test the dust and then evaluate it, because we know that with mycotoxins, they are microscopic. They go all throughout the air. They settle in the dust. So if the ERMI is high, then I would recommend reaching out and working with a certified mold inspector and remediation company in your area. And again, I cannot recommend enough to just very, very highly vet these people. Go around in your local Facebook groups and ask people, hey, who has a remediation company that you recommend for mold? These Facebook groups, I don't like to recommend Facebook because I think Facebook is the worst, but Facebook is kind of the new yellow pages, you know, especially if you're in some of these mom groups, they have really good recommendations on good local services. So you do want to be working on your home. Make sure that your home is a healthy environment. I also think it's important that you get a good HEPA air purifier and also a dehumidifier as well. If you're living in a very humid environment, a lot of people don't know that they really need to control the humidity in their home to prevent mold growth. And again, we're going to talk more about this in detail next week. And you want to address the mycotoxins with specific binders. That way you're going to get the most effective results. And then a lot of times when people are mold sick, we get colonization in our nasal cavities. So you may need to use a nasal antifungal and some good antifungals. X-Clear, that's actually a really good product that you can find locally at like a CVS or a Walgreens. So they have, it's a combination of xylitol and essential oils that we know are antifungal. So the brand of X-Clear that I like for mold is the Rescue Nasal Spray. And then also colloidal silver can be used as well. Again, these are just recommendations just for education. I do recommend working with a professional if you're going to attempt any type of mold detox. And I mentioned before, the GI detox is a binder. That is one supplement that if I'm working with somebody and they're so stressed out and they're limited with funds and they're like, I have every single symptom of this. I have mold in my home, but they can't afford that urinary mycotoxin test. I generally will recommend GI detox because it's a good blend. It's a good binder blend. And then also another product, when you are working to flush mold out of the body, you want to protect that gut barrier. We know that mold can cause really systemic leaky gut. So SBI Protect by Orthomolecular, that's another really good product. It's really good immune support. It's an immunoglobulin powder that protects the gut lining, heals leaky gut, binds to toxins in the gut. And again, you know, you could use, there's so many other brands that could be helpful, but I'm just listing things specifically of like what I have experience with using. So, and some other adjunctive supplements. So a lot of people that are mold sick benefit from doing some liposomal glutathione. Some of these people may be depleted in glutathione because remember, when the body is very toxic, you may be using up more glutathione than you can produce because the body loves you. The body loves you and wants you to be healthy. So the body could be trying to produce more glutathione to help with your detoxification pathways, but then that person can get depleted because when we are dealing with toxicities, a good clinical pearl here is that toxicities can cause deficiencies in the body. And a lot of times people will also lack the nutrient precursors for things like their glutathione production. Now, another alternative, say if glutathione is just too expensive for you, NAC, remember N-acetylcysteine, that is a precursor to help your body to produce glutathione. And there's also evidence that it can bind to mycotoxins. Now, a therapeutic dose of that is 600 milligrams twice per day. Another thing, when you are working really hard to use binders to bind to mycotoxins, get them out of your system, we know that binders, especially things like activated charcoal, may cause some constipation, right? So if we're trying to bind to all of these mycotoxins and flush them out of the body, but we're not having good, healthy bowel movements, that stuff can just end up getting reabsorbed and going back into circulation. So you really want to make sure that you're having those daily bowel movements. I could do a whole show just on gut health and bowel movements. That is how important it is. So a fiber supplement that I really like, because there's also some evidence that it can bind to mycotoxins, is called glucomannan, and that is made from yucca root. Now, that can really help to prevent constipation, bulk up the stools. And then also, a lot of people who are struggling with mold illness, they are so exhausted. And a lot of that exhaustion is from the mineral and nutrient depletion, low antioxidant status. So providing some antioxidant support can be really important. Vitamin C is used often. Now, it is true that most vitamin C is ascorbic acid. You can get like an ascorbic acid blend with like bioflavonoids. So it's really hard to get these therapeutic dosages of vitamin C with whole food based. You always could try it and see how you feel, but a good therapeutic dose is going to be 500 milligrams three times per day. And some other things. And again, we're going to really go into detail about this with an expert next week, but I do want to mention a couple things that are important for the home. So I said before, a HEPA air purifier, the one that I have is the Air Doctor. I actually have one. I got so sick and I was like, I'm never doing this again. So I have an Air Doctor in just about every room in my home. And, you know, it's one of those things. It's, you know, with our family, we have seen how difficult chronic illness is, and we prioritize our health, you know? So with our family, we don't go out and buy really expensive designer clothes and things like that. We're more apt to spend things on good water filtration system, good air filters in the home, healthy food, because you just cannot put a price on good health. Now, also getting a HEPA vacuum. The Shark is a good brand. And then there are companies that can use natural fogging, like natural fogging formulations that can help to reduce the mycotoxin load in your home. But that is something that you want to make sure that you remove the source of mold first before doing something like fogging. Fogging is kind of like a dusting, just to come in and clean things up afterwards. Also be cognizant of companies that are telling you, you know, they're usually a fraction of the cost of a remediation company. And there are companies that'll come in and they'll tell you that, oh, all you need to do is fog. You don't need to remove the mold. The fogging will kill everything. You know, and one of the reasons why fogging is important is even after you have removed the source of mold, you still have mycotoxins that can penetrate into your porous materials. They get all over the house. And fogging can really help to reduce that load, but that is something that you do after the remediation. Now, a lot of these companies, it was pretty expensive. And I actually worked with a functional medicine provider that specialized in mold. And one thing that he recommended to me was atomizing my home with an essential oil blend. And this was something, it was an essential oil blend that has actually, we actually have studies on how this can be effective in mold remediation and killing mycotoxins. And that is called the Klaus protocol that I used. There's a book that you can get on that, and it shows you exactly how to do it. So if you are mold sensitive like me, it might make sense for you to go and get some equipment that you can do, that you can fog in your home every few months or so, just to make sure that you're able to get those mold counts down. Now, you might also want to consider investing on some ongoing support for your detoxification pathways. So one method that I am a really, really big fan of is infrared sauna. When I personally was struggling with chronic fatigue, I used an infrared sauna and I felt so much better after using it. I actually got a home unit and it has made a really, really big difference in my health. But if you are that person where you may have autoimmune, you have a lot of these symptoms of mycotoxin illness and toxicity overload, that may be something that could be really beneficial to you that you can purchase one time and have for several years and then have the whole family use. And there's a ton of research. I actually want to do a show sometime on infrared therapy because there's so much research on the health benefits of it. And another thing, most people don't realize that they should be having their air ducts cleaned yearly. It's just one of those things that people don't do. A lot of people are living in incredibly moldy homes and they have just never been given this information. And it's not something, you know, when they go to the doctor and they have chronic sinus infections and chronic fatigue, or their children have chronic ear infections and allergies and asthma, this is not something that a conventional doc is going to ask about. So that's why it is so important to do your own research and seek out alternative education on things like this, because it really can just make such a difference in your health. And when we're healthy and we're well supported and we're well researched, there's so many wonderful things that we can contribute to in this beautiful world. And so thank you so much for your time today. And thank you for listening. I am so excited to be here with you. And I will see you next Thursday. And America Out Loud Talk Radio Show plays on the iHeartRadio Network. You can also listen on our media player from any web browser anywhere in the world. We have the best in-class APPS available on Apple, Android, and Alexa, where we stream 24/7. And now you can also hear them on the podcast on those same apps. Hope you have a wonderful day, and I will see you next week.
It's time.